So, have you ever found yourself saying, oh, this is just too impossible. I just can't do it. It's too big for me. Or was that just me? Am I the only one who's ever said that? So, today, I want to speak to you about faith in the God of the impossible. And this is a truth about the nature of God, of who He is, and the kind of faith that He calls us to have. Romans 4, verse 17 says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom He believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. This verse reveals the character of God as a giver of life and a creator. And it highlights the faith of Abraham in the Bible, who believed in this God even when all evidence seemed to contradict his promise. Maybe today you're facing a situation that feels hopeless. Maybe you're standing in a place where all you see is lack, barrenness, or impossibility. But I want to encourage you today, listen carefully. The God who spoke the universe into existence, the God who raises the dead, is the same God who calls you this afternoon to trust Him. He is the God who makes a way where there is no other way. He is the God who gives life. Paul introduces us to a God who gives life to the dead. So what does this mean? It means that God has resurrection power. Death, which seems final to us, is merely an opportunity for Him to demonstrate His glory to us. In the Old Testament, God brought life into the valley of dry bones in Ezekiel chapter 37. And when Ezekiel obeyed God's command to prophesy over those bones, they came together and breath entered them. They became a living army. In the New Testament, Jesus stood before the tomb of Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, and He declared, Lazarus, come forward. And Lazarus walked out of the tomb alive. What feels dead in your life right now? Maybe it's a relationship, or a dream, or your own hopes for the future. But I've got good news for you. Our God specializes in resurrection. He can breathe life into the most lifeless situations in your life. I am a result of God's resurrective power. I am here. Just like Lazarus in the Bible, I too was in a spiritual tomb, dead in my darkness and in my sin and in my weaknesses. But then I heard Jesus call my name. Robin, come forward. And I stepped out of that place of death spiritually and found new life through Christ, through His resurrection power. Amen. You want evidence? You don't have to even look any further. Many of us here can testify to this. I want you to declare this with me. Speak this over your life. My God gives life to the dead. Come on.
My God gives life to the dead.
There is nothing too far gone for him. God calls things into being. Paul also describes God as the one who calls into being things that were not. This means that God doesn't need raw materials or pre-existing conditions to work. He specializes out of creating something out of nothing. Woohoo! In the beginning, God said, let there be light. And light appeared. He didn't need the sun, moon, or the stars yet. He simply spoke and it came into existence. The same creative power is active here this afternoon, here in this building. Abraham and Sarah had no natural reason to believe that they could have a child. Their bodies were as good as dead when it came to reproduction. But God declared, "You will be a father of many nations." And God spoke this promise to Abraham when there was no evidence, no sign, and no logical reason to believe it. But what did Abraham do? He believed. What is God calling into being in your life? Is he calling you to believe for something that seems impossible? Maybe he's speaking restoration over you or healing over your body. You see, faith is trusting when God speaks that it is already done even when you can't see it yet. That's what faith is. That God can take nothing and he can make something beautiful and purposeful out of it. You know, all we have to do is step into the Holy Spirit repair shop. Amen. And when we walk out there, restored and beautiful. But we need a faith that believes beyond what we see, beyond the natural. We need to believe God's promise. Abraham chose to trust God not based on his circumstances, but based on the character of his God. Romans 4:20 tells us he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and he gave glory to God. He looked beyond what he saw. He looked beyond the natural. Abraham's body was 100 years old. Sarah was barren. And yet he believed that God would fulfill his word. Faith is not denying reality. It is believing that God's power is greater than reality. He gave glory to God before the promise came to pass. Abraham praised God even before his son Isaac was born. He acted as though the promise had already been fulfilled because he trusted the one who made the promise. I want to challenge you today. Are you willing to trust God in the way that Abraham did? Can you believe in God's promises even when you can't see them? Because faith requires us to shift our focus from our circumstances, what's going on around us, and hand them to God who reigns and is more powerful than that which surrounds us. We need to have a faith that is active, to speak life. Faith in God isn't just a passive belief. It's an active declaration. Just as God calls things into being, he invites us to partner with him by speaking life over our circumstances. Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death. What are you speaking over the situations in your life? Are you declaring God's promises, or are you agreeing with your doubts? We need to follow the example of Jesus. In Mark 11, verse 23, Jesus said, "If anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them."
Amen.
Faith speaks boldly. Not because of our own power, but because of God's power. Speak God's promises over your life. Declare that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Refuse to let negative circumstances dictate your faith. Declare that my God is able to do immeasurably more than all I ask or I imagine. You see, Jesus is the fulfillment of God's power. Finally, this passage points us to Jesus Christ, the ultimate display of God's resurrection and creative power. The resurrection power that God gave life to the dead when he raised Jesus from the grave. Through his resurrection, we have the promise of eternal life, and we are a new creation. Through Jesus, God has created a new family of believers. That's us. A spiritual nation that is descended from Abraham. You and I are living proof of God's power to call things into being that were not. If God can turn a crucifixion into a resurrection, what can he do for you in your life? We need to have faith in the God of Romans 4, verse 17. Romans 4, 17 reminds us of three powerful truths. Number one, how God gives life to the dead. Number two, how God calls into being things that do not exist. Number three, faith is trusting him to do the impossible. What situation in your life needs a touch from God? What promise are you waiting on from him? I challenge you today to trust him completely. To speak life over your circumstances. To declare his promises even when you can't see the outcome. We serve a God of the impossible. Amen. That all we need is a little bit of faith. I have so many testimonies, practical things and deep things, where God just blew my mind out with turning the impossible around. I put on my TikTok channel the other day a video, and it was entitled "Personal Testimony, What I Learned About God When I Fought Two Diagnoses of Stage 4B Cancer." I tell you what, the comments are interesting. I like it when people try to throw something negative at me in the comments, because then I'm thinking, now you're really picking a fight. But I don't fight in my own strength. I let Jesus fight for me, and I just give them the gospel. So what's happening? Be really honest with yourself. What's really happening in your life? What are the impossible things? I'll rephrase it. What are the things that make you afraid? That make you not sleep at night? It might be finance. It might be your kids. It might be other family. It might be your job, it might be all sorts of things. But I know one thing, that when we trust in Jesus and we walk in faith, we're going to come out on the other side restored, better than what we ever were. It's like going through the car wash. We come there dirty, and we go through and we come out clean. Who wants to be clean today? Stand with me. Yeah, now it's getting to the uncomfortable bit now. I know it's uncomfortable. But this is the bit where you've got to actually give it to God. And you've got to say, God, I'm giving this to you. I'm handing this to you. Firstly, you need a relationship with Him. That's the first thing. And secondly, you've got to have the faith be able to step boldly into His kingdom, into His promise. And He says, just give it to me, I'll sort it out for you. Now I'm being bold in saying this because you guys can come to me in about a year and say, yeah, right, nothing happened. And then I'm going to turn around and say, how big was your faith? So I will pray for you this afternoon because I know that this is new ground for some, and you don't know how to do this. So there's two things. Number one, if you want to really sincerely give your life to Christ, He has your opportunity. Secondly, if you want us to pray for the impossible situations in your life, you don't even have to tell us what they are. We don't need to know. God knows. He's just waiting for you to come and say, Lord, I need your help. Then come and get prayer. And ask Janet if she'll just play very quietly over there. And just going to give you a chance to come and get the prayer this afternoon. Don't be shy. Well, not of me. Yeah. So just step forward.